It doesn't have to be one or the other. Lisa Brady, Fox News. That from the White House on what's more important to the president, energy security or reducing fossil fuels, a decision expected soon on an oil drilling project in Alaska.
President Biden infamously ended prospects for U.S. and Canadian oil production when coming into office, stopping the Keystone XL pipeline construction and pulling permits for drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve, or ANWR, in Alaska. But now another could be decided upon this week. The Willow Oil Project in the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska could provide 180,000 barrels of crude oil a day and employ 2,500 people in mostly unionized jobs.
Fox's Evan Brown. Environmental groups oppose it, but it has bipartisan support from Alaska's congressional delegation. The FBI is searching for four U.S. citizens kidnapped in Mexico after possibly driving through a cartel checkpoint.
Now, President Obrador said this morning that these Americans who crossed into Mexico were there to buy medicine. There was a confrontation between groups, he said, and they were detained.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. It happened just over the border from Brownsville, Texas, in an area where three cartels are fighting for human and drug smuggling routes.
It is one of six Mexican states already on the State Department's do not travel list. Seven other states, it says, think twice about it. Out of 32 Mexican states, only two are considered safe from homicide, kidnapping, carjacking, and robbery.
The Americans were in a minivan with North Carolina plates. The White House says U.S. and Mexican officials are coordinating. A Massachusetts man accused of trying to open an emergency exit during a United Airlines flight from L.A. to Boston and then trying to stab a flight attendant. He's facing federal charges, arrested last night after they landed in Boston. Mixed finish on Wall Street. The Dow up 40 points at the bell. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Federal investigators continue derailment investigations in Ohio.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy telling Washington Post Live that it's too early to tell what caused the derailment of a 2.5-mile-long train in Springfield, Ohio, Saturday. Norfolk Southern's fourth train derailment in the state in 5 months, including the toxic disaster in East Palestine in February.
We're going to look at Norfolk Southern's overall accident history. We're going to look at safety culture. We'll really dig in.
The NTSB has previously called the East Palestine disaster 100% preventable as the cleanup of tossed train cars continues in the latest derailment, in which we're told no hazardous material leaked and that there's no threat to the public.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The Norfolk Southern CEO is due at a Senate hearing later this week, the railroad releasing a 6-point safety plan earlier today. The price tag for possible reparations is growing in California.
Right now, there's no indication yet on how this would be funded, and that's where a lot of the outrage is coming from. And let's remember, California is already facing a $22 billion budget deficit, so this would put an even bigger burden on taxpayers, some whom critics argue had no hand in the past 400 years. Now, this new reparations proposal could cost the state over $500 billion. Each descendant of slaves would get a check for $360,000, up from the original suggested amount count of 220,000. With roughly 1.8 million African Americans in California, the state would be looking at roughly $650 billion.
Fox's Business's Kelly O'Grady. A final plan could be released this summer, but for now, a task force has yet to make key decisions about that proposal. Recapping Wall Street, the Dow up 40 points, the S&P slightly higher, the NASDAQ slips 13 points, though. Oil prices getting back over $80 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.